Danny and Ange Ledecky are getting ready.
Well, you got to make sure the house is clean. I do some cooking the day before. You know, we inject the turkey because we fry a turkey.
And we usually have about between 26 and 27 pounds of turkey.
There's a lot of food making its way to their home in Cibolo.
My daughter's bringing like a green bean casserole because you can't have Thanksgiving without the green bean casserole. And the neighbor's got the pies.
The Schledetskys are both Army retirees, and for the last 14 years, they've welcomed soldiers into their home as part of a program called Mission Thanksgiving. For many young soldiers attending training at Fort Sam Houston, it's their first major holiday away from home.
Well, it's hard to be away from home, you know, during the holidays. And if we can make it a little bit easier, then, you know, we try to do it. I mean, we enjoy doing it.
Mission Thanksgiving started at Fort Sam Houston more than 20 years ago. Major Alvin Williamson is with the 264th Medical Battalion, which organized the event this year.
Typically, you know, soldiers would go to the dining facility on the installation, but it's, you know, it wasn't the same as being at home or being around loved ones. And so this is almost like the next best thing.
Last year, they had a record number of families participate, 234, along with 634 soldiers. Major Williamson estimates that more than 550 soldiers will need placement this year. Private Second Class Idalis Kleiss is 21 years old. She and her 18-year-old battle buddy, Private First Class Mackenzie Young, will be spending the holiday with a local family who they'll meet tomorrow. That wasn't always the plan, though.
So I thought I would be home for Thanksgiving, so my mom got really excited. And then I had to tell her a couple days ago that I wouldn't be coming home and that I had to go with another family. So that was really hard.
Private Young has been with the Army since May and just got off leave a few days ago. Her parents wish she'd been able to stay longer.
They were kind of hoping that my leave would extend to Thanksgiving, but it ended shortly before, so they're kind of upset, but they're glad that I can still go spend Thanksgiving with, like, a real family and actually have a Thanksgiving meal.
Both Young and Kleiss say they're grateful to the families who will welcome them in, and they say they're happy that all of the soldiers in their company have a place to go.
Luckily, nobody's getting left behind.
For these soldiers, it's an unusual Thanksgiving, but it's Thanksgiving nonetheless. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.